We're CJNQ 88.9 FM. I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and it's time again for another segment of At the Movies with Mel, movie reviews with Melanie Cutting. So we welcome Melanie.
Hello.
So did you see a movie this week, Melanie?
I absolutely did. I would have seen more, but it was the weather was just too good out there. So anyway, but I did make a point of going to see one last night, and it was a good one.
Oh, good.
Yes, so I was very happy because the last movie that I went to, which was last week, and I reviewed it, was really not good. Mm-hmm. It wasn't my kind of movie, for starters, and it just kind of wasn't a very good movie. It was a revenge film.
Okay.
And I sort of said, yeah, if you like revenge movies, you might like this one, but not my kind of thing. However, the movie that I saw last night really was my kind of thing.
Good.
I totally enjoyed it. And my companion also enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a kind of a mystery, and there's some very funny moments. It's also more than a little bit filthy at times. So maybe don't bring the kids. And my husband said something about, oh, it's kind of like it's a little soap opera-ish. Well, okay, but he doesn't actually watch soap operas, so. It did have some interesting, basically soap operatic elements having to do with marriages and relationships and so on. Anyway, in a capsule, A Simple Favor concerns two women. One is played by a very adorable little actress named Anna Kendrick, who's extremely talented. She sings, she does all kinds, and she's just a good little actress. And in this particular role, she's excellent. I was watching and thinking, boy, just a few little facial expressions can say a lot on her, and they do. And she plays opposite an actress by the name of Blake Lively, who is married to Ryan Reynolds. Canada's own Ryan Reynolds. Mm-hmm. Anyway, they are a stunning couple because they're both incredibly good looking. Blake Lively is a good foot or so taller than Anna Kendrick. So the scenes that they play together are interesting because she is, in a word, statuesque. She wears beautiful clothes. She carries herself really well. She's sophisticated, she's clever, and Anna Kendrick is kind of this small, very, quite ambitious, but a little bumbly, single mom. And we discover later on that she's a widow. She lost her husband a few years before. And the Blake Lively character, whose name is Emily, is not single. She has an incredibly good-looking husband, played by an actor who is becoming well-known for Crazy Rich Asians, of which he is at least one of the leads, if not the star, and his name is Henry Golding. And he is, of course, an Asian actor. So he plays her husband. They seem to have kind of an unusual relationship. She feels that, well, he all the promise that he had when she married him gone, and she's the breadwinner. And she becomes friendly with this little Anna Kendrick hyper-intense mommy who has a vlog. I guess it's not a blog, a vlog, where she talks to other mommies about doing kind of mommy things and cooking really well and making friendship bracelets. She's very active. She's always got something on the go. She's obviously bright and motivated, not terribly happy since she lost her husband, but she now has a best friend who is this very tall Blake Lively character who is, we certainly find out a whole lot more about their friendship as the movie goes on. But the beginning of the movie kind of sets the tone. The movie is the Blake Lively character has disappeared. She works. She has a high-powered job in the city, meaning New York, and she's gone. And her firm says, well, she's in Florida. Well, she's on Florida. Anyway, so the first part of the movie is taken up with the mystery of where is she? And the second part is, now we kind of know where it is, and it gets complicated. She's, I won't tell you a whole lot about it, except to say there are many, many, many twists and turns and kind of fun and some shocking moments in the movie. And there's a wonderful performance by Rupert Friend, who is just a wonderful actor. He's a British actor who had a recurring role for several seasons in Homeland, and he plays Blake Lively's boss, who is a total creep. He's kind of the kind of boss that you love to hate. So he's not in the movie a lot, but when he's there, he really, he's what you watch on the screen. Anyway, so highly recommended. It is tremendously entertaining. There's no secret messages. There's no moral. It is just good fun to watch and well done. A number of critics have compared it either favorably or unfavorably to the book and the movie Gone Girl.
Okay.
So it's of that genre. Mm-hmm. I think if you had to classify, you'd say, okay, it's a mystery. Mm-hmm. But it really is kind of more than that. And the two leads are superb. And they counterpoint each other so well. Tall, blonde, cool, and small, dark, and, mm-hmm. kinetic. It's like the Energizer Bunny of mommies. Anyway, so that would be one that, if you have a chance, go see it. Because it is quite fun, and I think you won't regret it, and you certainly won't be bored.
Okay, and that's a simple favor.
Okay. What else is there in English? Crazy Rich Asians continues at the theater. It continues to be box office gold. Mm. And as I mentioned, this young, very handsome man, Henry Golding, who is part of the Simple Favor. And a much bigger part of Crazy Rich Asians. That's there. I confess I have not yet seen it, but I think I will still, mm-hmm. before it goes. Two other movies, which opened on Friday and which I haven't had a chance to see, but I do. I wish it would rain. For a number of reasons, but one is just so that I can go to the movies during mm-hmm. the day. But one is called The Bookshop, mm-hmm. and that's a British film with an actress I happen to think is wonderful named Emily Mortimer, and Bill Nighy, who's a terrific British actor, and Patricia Clarkson, who's an American actor. And I've been watching her recently on television. She has a leading role in a program called Sharp Objects. So I don't know much about it. I did look it up on Rotten Tomatoes, and not great. The critics don't seem to like it very much. Although I thought, oh, it looks like one the critics would love, mm-hmm. and the audience is not flocking to go and see it. So I'm not so sure how long it'll be around. Again, it says on the website French. But it's not. It's an English movie with subtitles in French.
Okay.
And now I'm never sure why they can't make that clearer mm-hmm. on the website. Once in a while, they do, but sometimes it just says French, and you figure, oh, I don't want to read about that. Mm-hmm. It's not a movie I want to see. The next one that is playing, and it is based on a very, very fine book by Ian McEwan, and it's called The Children Act. Starring the always wonderful Emma Thompson, and her co-star is and also an excellent, excellent actor named Stanley Tucci. It's probably a little on the cerebral side, mm-hmm. But what I've read about it, people have said it's a little bit drowsy, but Emma Thompson just holds your attention. She's, as I said, she's always good. And this happens to apparently be one of her very best performances recently. She plays a judge, but I won't go into any great detail, and also because I haven't seen it yet. But I do hope to get to see that. Other English movies playing, two that I will not see, so you're on your own. Mm-hmm. One is called The Predator, which is, I'm sure, exactly what it sounds like. If you've seen any previous Predator movies, Predator versus Terminator and some others, not a movie that I would be tremendously able to sit through. And another one, a horror movie, I think I mentioned last week, called The Nun. Again, not really big into horror movies, but mm-hmm. I think it's been doing okay at the box office. And what is coming soon? Let's see what we have here. Upcoming movies. September 21st, which is soon. Oh, okay, that's next Friday. Mm-hmm. There is at least two movies coming in English on September 21st. One is called Life Itself, which I think is a kind of a family drama. Probably my kind of movie, maybe not everybody's cup of tea. There's one coming, although it says French, but maybe in fact it's coming in English. It's called The House with a Clock in Its Walls, with Jack Black. An English movie. I hope it's coming in English, although it appears that maybe it isn't. And another movie which is definitely coming in English. And here it says English with subtitles, so I don't know why they can't do that with all of those movies that in fact are subtitled. Called Playing Hard. And I don't know anything about it except that it's going to turn up at the Maison de Cinema on Friday. And another one, wow, this is just a bonanza.
That's good.
A bonanza of English movies coming. Again, next, this coming Friday, is the new Michael Moore movie. And he's kind of a documentary wunderkind. He does really wonderful, not tremendously objective documentaries. And based on the little poster they have here, I think this is going to be about Donald Trump. That's who it looks like in the poster. But again, at least three, maybe more than that, English movies coming on Friday.
Oh, excellent.
So what that tells me is if there are some English movies playing now that you want to see, go see them.
Exactly. Yeah, because they will be on the
they
way
They won't be around for probably not much longer. Mm-hmm. So that would be my recommendation, is go to the movies. And let's see, there's one other movie which is, it looks like it's kind of special. It's part of their Cine Plus. Oh, maybe it's only in French. It's called Leave No Trace. Oh, no, here it is. English with French subtitles. But it didn't say that. But in fact, that's what it is. And this is a movie which is, I say, part of their... They have a special series called Ciné Plus. And these are probably movies that have done very well worldwide. They're typically not American-made. They're made elsewhere. I will find out more about this and let you know next time.
Good.
But it is definitely an English movie that has French subtitles, which means you can certainly go and see it. Just check the house with the... Oh, it doesn't say there. The house with the clock in its walls just says French. It doesn't say English in French. So maybe it is, unfortunately, although an English movie, only in French. Okay, so lots going on at the movies in English this week.
That's good.
So pay your $56, get your 8 tickets, and have a blast. And
good.
Pray for rain. Do a rain dance.
that's a wonderful
deal. So that the gardens will grow and we can get out and go to the movies on when it's not a nice day and you want to be outside.
Good. Okay. Well, we thank you, Melanie.
Oh, you're very welcome.